Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
Good evening and welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast. I am the host of the show, Brad Brood, joined alongside my co-host, Blake Friars. And yeah, lots to talk about in the National Hockey League this week. And we'll start with Blake and I's two favorite teams played Saturday night, Hockey Night in Canada. Good hockey game. Some people said it was boring. I don't know. I mean,
I cannot comment. I didn't get a second of it. We were on the road in Cranbrook. I'm on our way home, so can't say I watched the highlights and that, but I didn't get a chance to watch it.
One shot for the Canucks in the first period.
Is that good or no?
It's not. And the shot shouldn't even have counted because it hit Markstrom in the head and it would have went over the net, so it shouldn't even have counted. But anyways, they actually had one shot through the first 27 minutes of the game. Calgary dominated pretty much from start to finish, but Vancouver hung in there. And
sometimes you need your goaltender to steal you some points, and that's what happened, no?
Yeah, but you can't do that all the time. That's what Vancouver's doing.
What do you mean?
They just rely on Demko every night.
Demko has started one game the last six, so what are you talking about?
I know, but they have only won two of them.
They've gotten points in four of their last six. You gotta take a look at, like, with what they went through and the fact that they're still picking up points. They lost their starting goalie. They lost JT Miller for three games. They lost Bo Horvat for four games. They lost Connor Garner for four games. They were down to their four-string goalie for four games, and then they're still getting points. You can't even be mad.
Okay.
You gotta look at it. You gotta look at the positives. Like they were pretty shorthanded, and they're still picking up points. It's good. Yeah, you want to win. You want to win the game, but I mean, setting where you need all the points you can get. I mean, you get what you get. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I guess, you know, different ways to look at it. I guess it's hard because I just don't know where the Canucks are going. I mean, they have to win like 75% of their games to get in the
playoffs. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what the management does. It's hard to tell what direction they're going to go in because, I mean, the Connor Garland rumors kind of came out of left field. Like, that's the type of guy that I wouldn't trade. He's under contract for five more years. He's at a cap at under a shade under $5 million. He's 25. I don't know why you would trade a guy like that. That seems like a guy you want to build your team around. Not centered around him, but he's a good complimentary piece to Pedersen and Hughes and Horvat and whatnot. But like, If I had to trade somebody, I'd probably trade Besser. I mean, he's owed a $7.5 million qualifying offer.
No one's paying that though.
What's that?
No one's gonna pay that.
Yeah,
he's not worth that, man.
Okay, then you don't qualify. I mean, he's an unrestricted free agent. You lose him for nothing. So
you overpay him then?
Like I don't know. I mean, obviously, a team will try to get an extension done before that deadline comes, obviously, like at a lower cap hit. But
why would he do that?
To get term.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you disqualify him and he gets a one-year deal. If he wants term, right? I mean, what happens if he signs a one-year deal and gets hurt and then he's screwed? You know what I mean?
Like, no, I know what you mean.
I'm not saying that, but like, it's just hard to say. I mean, Alvin and Rutherford have been on record many times saying that, I mean, Stan Smeal came out and said today in intermission that the number one objective is to clear cap space. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Be a very interesting month for sure for a Canuck fan.
Yeah, it will be. How's the workout program going?
It's going okay. Didn't get too much working out in Cranbrook. Got back on the bike today for a bit. Eating's going good though. I just cooked my chicken for the week. Got to cook the rice when I'm done my podcast, and then got my lunches cooked. I overnight oats are good to go for the next 3 mornings. So, yeah, no, eating's going good. Just got to keep up the workouts.
Yeah, and then sure it changes a little bit on the road. Did you watch any football yesterday?
Of course I did. I won $500. The betting site that I'm on, you get an early payout when the team you bet on is up 17. Okay, so the Chiefs are up 21-3 on the Bengals, and I got an early payout because I took the Chiefs and the Rams. I put $200 to make around 500. And
so, what do you mean when you get an early payout? Like,
so when you get a percentage, the team you bet on, it goes up 17 points. It's like you won the bet. You won that part of the bet. They give it to you because they don't think that they can come back from that. So you got an early payout and then the Rams win late and I won the bet. Like it's, they do it for all sports. So like in hockey, if you go up 3 goals, you get an early payout. Like you won the game. Like they pay you out for that.
And then that doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that?
I think in basketball, it's 20 points. They get an early pay. Yeah, it's weird.
So if a team, let's say if you're, does it go the opposite way then? So let's say you bet on the team that goes down 3 goals in hockey. Is it just early loss then?
No.
Well, why would a betting site do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They're not going to stay in business doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, so I won money. And then today I needed Anaheim in regulation to win another $100 and they lost in overtime. Yeah. The betting is an emotional roller coaster.
Sounds like an addiction.
I mean, I'm winning lots of money. Like I put 200 down and I'm up to 540 right now. So I'm doing all right. Hanging in there.
So what did you think of the games? Bengals go down 21-3. I'm pretty much.
Did you watch it? Watched the whole game?
I went over to my parents' house and it was fun. We watched.
So that stop at the end of the second quarter changed the whole game. If they score a touchdown there, it's 28-3 and that game's over.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just kick the field goal? I think even if you kick a field goal, the game's over. It would have been 24-3.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that the whole game?
I don't know. Like it just. They just got so much momentum. And like the Chiefs just had like what, like 30 yards in the second half? Like,
yeah. Oh my,
and then that's another, I bet both quarterbacks over would have won another $400 and they were both under. So like I thought it was just going to be a gunslinging like back and forth. And the Chiefs just like fell asleep the whole second half.
Yeah, it's weird because they look like they can move the ball at will in the first half.
The first quarter, they were unstoppable. First 3 drives, they had 3 touchdowns, and I'm like, oh my god, this might be a rout.
Yeah,
like they had no answer for Mahomes and Hill, no answer.
No, I thought it was done. I thought the game was over.
Yeah.
Then the Rams won. I'm happy for my son. He's been a Rams fan his whole life, and
he's going nuts
through the good and the bad. No, he's happy. I mean, it was an interesting game. They had to come from.
Yeah, I'm happy for guys like, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. and Stafford, guys that like had too much playoff success in their careers and get a chance to play in the Super Bowl now. So
Stafford, like, Odell Beckham, no.
I like rooting for those guys though. I mean, guys been in the league for a long time and he hasn't really had like Matt Stafford was and he was just rotting in Detroit all those years. So. He goes to the Super Bowl in his first year with LA and I don't know, we'll see. Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
I haven't even thought about it, to be honest with you.
I might take the Bengals. Joey franchise. I don't know. He loves playing in the big games.
I mean, I would assume the Rams are the favorite.
They're 3-point favorites right now.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, you got 2 weeks.
It fluctuates as the week goes on, but
2 weeks. Know, 2 weeks. God, that's so stupid. They get all this excitement from the playoffs.
Yeah, they have a stupid Pro Bowl and a media week. So dumb.
So dumb. This league is, they do so many great things and then they do stupid shit like this. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Anaheim Ducks forced out of their hotels in Ottawa. He had to go stay somewhere else.
When was this?
The other night. Because of the truck caravan.
Really?
Yeah.
That went right through Cranbrook, and I'm just like, I'm sitting there with the head coach, and he was just right. He's like, this is just such a waste of time, and it's such a waste of gas.
Wait a minute. Why? Standing up for your rights?
What's going to change?
If the people talk, shit changes.
Nothing's going to change. People are going to drive all the way to Ottawa, and the government's not going to do a single thing about it. Well, I promise you. They did this 2 years ago, and nothing happened, Brad.
Trust your country is revolting against your mandate.
Like, what's...
We're not even
going to get in this discussion because I think it's just so, it's so idiotic because nothing's going to come out of this. Like, I get why they're doing it.
You're good with the communism then.
I get why they're doing it, but at the end of the day, what's going to happen? You're going to be
a follower? So you're okay being a follower?
What's going to happen though? Is the government just going to drop dead and just change every little thing? No.
If people don't want mandates, then they have to listen to the people, right?
They've had mandates for the last 2 years, Brad.
Yes, and it needs to stop. It needs to stop because they're idiotic. Because number one, the vaccine doesn't work. And number two, it's not working for Canada. And number three, nobody's signing in hockey. Good luck having any good teams up in Canada because no players are going up there.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that, like, What is a rally gonna do? Like, yeah, it's not gonna do anything. Government's not gonna do a thing.
Well, it's a step in overthrowing your government.
They did it 2 years ago and nothing happened though. They did the exact same thing. They drove in waves all the way up to the parliament buildings in Ottawa and nothing happened. Okay. I guess
the Canadian way is to just sit there and let it happen and just let the government tell you what you can do.
I didn't say I like the mandates. I didn't want to say that.
You're going to have to live with them because you're living in Canada.
There's nothing that we can do about it.
Yes, there is.
What can you do about it, Brad? You tell me.
You vote differently.
Okay. The problem is all you got to do is win two provinces. You win Quebec and you win Ontario and you're the prime minister. Backwards. The country is so divided. It's not even funny.
Yeah, you guys are making America look good.
Yeah, and that's shocking.
That's scary.
It's hard to do.
That's scary. On today's show, we're going to talk about the McKinnon hit. Was it clean? Was it dirty? Talk about, 5,000 seats in Arizona. Yeah, that should be good, huh?
Yeah.
We'll go around the league.
Perfect.
We'll go around the league and talk about Evander Kane again. Dell, Vertanen, Canucks trade talk, and Jeff Carter signs a real interesting contract. All right. Last week, Taylor Hall laid out Nathan McKinnon. And it was one hit that when I didn't even really know what to think, to be honest with you. I didn't know what to think. And so, at first I thought it was dirty. And then I thought it wasn't. And then
when I first saw it, I said his own stick hit him in the head. I saw that right away.
It did.
So like,
but the fact of the matter is, he still went at his head.
He hit him in the glove. And his stick came up and hit him in the head. His arms are completely down. It's just an unfortunate.
His shoulder is in the head of McKinnon, though.
Yeah, the first point of contact is around his gloves.
Yeah, which he raised his glove up like this.
It's not, like I said, it's an unfortunate penalty, or it's an unfortunate result that McKinnon's stick comes up and hits him in the face. I shouldn't even have been a penalty.
Yeah, it should have. The puck wasn't even there. It's interference.
Okay, it's interference. Okay, maybe 2 minutes. Did he get kicked out for that?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to remember. That was like what, a week ago almost.
But then he wouldn't even answer the bell.
Yeah, maybe should he have fought? Sure, but like in Taylor Hall's mind, you're thinking that you did nothing wrong.
Okay,
it's just an unfortunate.
Let me Let me ask you this question though. I agree with you that his intent was to lay him out.
Sure it was. 100%.
So
it wasn't a dirty hit.
He meant to kill him. He just didn't kill him, but killed him in a different way. So it was okay.
Yeah, and Taylor Hall said that he regrets not answering the bell. He said that.
I know, and I respect that. But now Nathan McQueen has had surgery and a broken nose and a broken cheekbone, and he'll be out for a substantial amount of time. Okay, and
like I said, it's a tough result. But the intent wasn't to fucking lay out to kill him. It wasn't.
Not to kill him. The intent was to lay him out.
You really think, you know, I'm going to hit McKinnon, I'm going to break his nose and break his jaw right here.
Blake, that's not what I said. I said his intent was to lay him out.
Hockey's a physical sport. Shit happens fast. It is what it is. Like,
okay, so if that's Patterson right now, you'd be screaming bloody murder.
It is what it is. His stick came up and hit him in his own face.
By the way, your Tyler Myers was dirty as shit the other night too, by the way.
Apparently not. Didn't get suspended. Hard physical hit, no?
Shoulder right to the head?
NHL must have figured that him getting kicked out that early in the game was harsh enough. I don't know.
It's still dirty, Blake.
Yeah, sure it's dirty. It's nice to see Myers actually play with some physicality and some heart for once. Guy's
nice
so
to see
strong.
Him actually catch up to somebody.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something right now. He does that to somebody other than Trevor Lewis, and Lucic ends his night. You know what Calgary should have done in that situation?
What?
They should have went after Horvat.
Oh yeah, good one.
No, they should have.
That's how you get suspensions for sending guys to kill.
You know what? We would be fine with that.
Okay.
That's why we have Lucic.
That's all right.
And Lucic is already
$6 million goon, eh? That's what you got him for?
Yeah. It's actually working pretty well.
He's got
more goals than Pedersen does.
Okay. We've already talked about Pedersen.
He does, actually. So I just think that Taylor Hall, I don't consider him a dirty player. I never have. I haven't. I just think it was an odd hit that had a pretty bad result, actually. And
I've never seen it before. When have you ever seen a guy get hit and his stick comes up and breaks his nose? When have you ever seen that?
I'm sure it's happened, but no.
Yeah, but not like that.
I don't remember it, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. But I mean, I'm sure it's happened before. But I don't know. It just to me, it's like, you know, when he says he didn't mean to injure him that way. I believe him wholeheartedly, but he did mean to lay him out. And he was going after his head, and he missed, and he got
his hands.
He's got his gloves, and it flew up into his face. I don't know.
It is what it is. Shit happens. Sucks, but I mean, what do you do?
Arizona Coyotes. If that story couldn't have got any dumber. Blake, me and you rip on them all the time. And if I would have told you last week, hey, our homework is to come up with the dumbest thing that could possibly happen this week.
I didn't think I would have been able to come up with that.
I don't think I could have came up with this. I don't.
Yeah, this has got to be the final straw for these guys, no?
What? They're talking about moving into, so the people that don't know, let's fill them in here. They're talking about moving into Arizona State University's hockey facility, which seats 5,000 people. But they can't use any of the same rooms that Arizona State uses for training because it's an NCAA violation. Yeah. And they're talking about doing this for 3 to 5 years until a new stadium is built in Tempe, which hasn't even been agreed upon, and a shovel hasn't hit the dirt yet. This sounds like the most idiotic thing I've heard about in this league in all my time.
It's honestly embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the game of hockey. It's embarrassing for Gary Bettman. It's another black eye in the NHL. Like they just get him out of there. Just move the team.
I've been saying your only
other alternative, because you got locked out of your own, they didn't renew your lease for your arena.
Because you didn't pay the bills.
Your only alternative is a $5,000 college arena.
5,000 seat.
Sorry, 5,000 seat arena. Like, if that's your only alternative, Gary Bettman's got to step in here and be like, hey, like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, first of all, how does that affect the cap and player revenue? I mean, and everything that goes along with that. And how do you feel if you're an Arizona Coyote player?
Oh, like, my God. Think about it. If they move to this place, they got to build brand new facilities. They got to build all this stuff, like you mentioned, because they can't use the weight rooms and stuff.
Next year.
Like, it's...
It's not even doable, Blake.
You know what this is? The Blue Jays are put in a tough spot, but it's like the Blue Jays going from Toronto, the Rogers Center, to Florida or Buffalo. It's not ideal, but, like, that's a huge, significant drop-off, going from a 50,000-seat arena to a $10,000.
That owner in Toronto won't economically recover from that. He won't get that money back. I mean,
Rogers is one of the richest corporations.
I understand that, but I'm just saying,
they ain't short on money.
But that's irrelevant. They're not doing this. They're doing this to make money, though.
Yeah, no, for sure. But
the whole fact that this is even being discussed is puzzling to me.
There's no way it happens, right?
I don't know. I tried to do the figuring on it. And I'm like, well, this isn't even doable to get it built. The training facility is built in that amount of time. Like, camp starts in August. I mean, dude, like, that's not that far away.
No, I know. It's
not even physically possible to get this done. This isn't even doable. And how do you do this when a shovel hasn't even hit the ground to build your new arena?
This is such
an absurd conversation that this is even being talked about.
Yeah, that's a joke.
And Brad Marchand, who, God, he's speaking up about everything right now.
Hey, he's speaking facts, though, about this.
He's right on this. He's completely right. He tweeted, the only way they get 5,000 fans at their home games now is if they give away 4,500 tickets. So it wouldn't change much. But the fact is, this is affecting the players. This is affecting the other owners. And how long before the other owners of the NHLPA stands up and says, No. You know, like, look at all these larger markets in the league are, like, footing the bill for these guys. It's like, wait a minute. What is going on? Why are we doing this? And I don't know. Is this the final straw in Arizona?
I hope so. Like, I mean, I'm sure that Coyote fans are passionate about their team and good fans. But, like, it gets to a point where it's like, you can only have so many strikes. And, I mean, I think the NHL is better off in – they'd be better off in Quebec, Houston.
They won't go to Quebec. I'm sorry.
I know they're not going to Quebec, but they would do better in Quebec than they are in Arizona.
100%.
But they're not going to go to Canadian City.
No.
So your other options are Hartford, Houston, Kansas City, like – I don't know, man, but they need to get out of Arizona ASAP. It's not working.
This isn't going to work.
How long have we been doing this podcast? 4 years?
5 years.
We've been talking about this for five years. Season, go back to the first season. We said that they need to get out of here. So
this is like the 10th time.
This isn't a new trend.
No, we've talked about this.
That's going on for a long time.
We've talked about this over 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, if not more.
At least twice a season.
Yeah.
At least. And it's you can go back to season two and hit replay. I bet you we're saying the same shit.
We are. It's just getting more absurd every year.
I just can't believe this is actually like a possibility. It's so embarrassing.
You know, and I could see, like, if their freaking stadium or, you know, burned down or something, like, you know what I mean? Or, like, so, like, yeah, if something happened. But, like, this is just because it's not working. This is just because it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not working. And I don't know if the league is ever going to get their – swallow their pride on this one and just move on.
Yep. It's tough. This dodo.
All right, for the eighth week in a row, we're talking about Evander Kane. This time because he has actually signed a deal, and it is for $750,000 in salary, $625,000 in signing bonus, which means a $2.1 million cap hit and a full no-move clause.
Well, that's all. That's prorated, so.
It is, but still.
Like half of 750, maybe. Like is what they're actually paying him, plus his bonuses potentially. Yeah, what I said this what 3 weeks ago that he's gonna sign Edmonton. So
yeah, well, it hasn't been a secret. I mean, it's been talked about.
His debut against Montreal.
He played 17:52. He had a goal, 3 shots on goals, and 4 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his press conference?
His?
Mm-hmm.
I saw little quotes, but I didn't watch it, no.
I watched it. You know, it was fine. He pissed me off in the fact that they gave him like 50 chances and 50 questions to say, yeah, you know, I've made some mistakes, and you know, God forbid would he ever fucking do that and admit that he's made some mistakes. No, Evander Kane cannot do that. He's not done anything wrong. And, you know, completely broke protocol and didn't get suspended for that, which surprised me a little bit. I thought the league would go after him for that, but they didn't.
So yeah, and he did get all the stuff dropped against his wife though. Like he's got full custody of his child now, and all the allegations against his wife were completely false.
I'm not even counting that stuff because that's all.
Yeah, I know, but like, just it seems like the wife was like just a nut job.
I think they're both nuts. It usually takes two.
Yeah, but like, you think about it. It's like, when you're in a custody battle, like, how many times does the dad usually get full custody though?
No, I agree with
like,
you.
Usually the judge takes the mom's side. So like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not saying Evander Kane's just a innocent human being. Like,
not by any man. Okay.
The thing is,
if he was innocent, he would have a whole lot of teams wanting him, and most teams in the league don't want him.
Edmonton needs a spark. They need something, and what better thing to go out and get a free agent like Evander Kane, a guy that can come in and maybe get 20 goals on the line with McDavid?
Well, Blake, you can sum it up this way. It's a desperation move.
Oh, no, for sure. It is a desperation. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in Edmonton as we go on. They just lost again today to Ottawa. So in overtime, after winning the last three or four, I think.
Three.
I think, yeah, they beat Vancouver, Calgary, and Nashville. So, yeah, it'll be something to keep an eye on and see if they can figure it out. I don't know.
We talked about this last week when we were on the show, and it happened, I think, when we recorded last week. And Aaron Dell, the Buffalo Sabres goalie, comes out of his net.
Oh, yeah. I asked you to go watch it.
And drilled Drake Batherson. He ends up getting suspended for 3 games. Mm-hmm. And ironically gets put on waivers right after that. This begs the question, was that a fair suspension?
Yeah, he got two games. He got two. But.
Three games. He got three.
Is it three?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was two.
Yeah.
I would have gave him five.
Yeah, I mean, I was fine with
it. Lay the hammer because Batherson's probably out the rest of the season.
I know.
He's got a high ankle sprain, and those are a bitch to come back from.
Yeah.
like so, especially with all the stops and starts in the league and then how fast the game is.
Did you see the Edmonton-Montreal game on Saturday night?
Yeah, Cassian runs over the goalie and Montreal just didn't even do a thing.
Not a thing.
Could you imagine if that was Price and they didn't do anything? Oh, my God. But if it is Price, I think something happens. That's a sad thing.
You know what? I don't think that team in Montreal gives a rat's ass about anything.
They're just tanking for Lachane, right? Lose for Shane.
I just think they want to go home. I don't even think they want to play anymore. They don't even look like they want to play. Like, if I was a goalie, I would have went to the locker room and said, fucking A, guys, next time someone shoots a hard shot at me, I'm stepping out of the net.
Can you imagine?
You guys aren't going to stand up for me. I'm not freaking going to bat for you. Fuck off. You stop the puck, you son of bitches. Now Jeff Petrie wants out because his family's getting freaking verbally abused. What's going on? What's going on?
That's you sign up for.
You don't sign up for your family.
It sucks. Listen, it sucks to get. No.
You don't sign up for that. You sign up to attack you.
When you're an athlete and you're on social media, you're prone to get stuff like that.
No, I'm going to tell you something. It should never happen. Families should never be involved.
I didn't say they should, but it happens.
And those people in Canada that are doing that should be freaking ashamed of themselves. Should be ashamed of themselves. Freaking a joke.
Yeah.
Back to the goaltending thing. Should goalies be fair game to body checks outside of the crease?
Hell yeah. If you're not in the crease or behind the net in between the trapezoids, if you want to come out, you're a fucking free player. Listen, I'm a goalie and I'm all protect goalies, but if the goalies are going to come out of the crease and do that shit, I mean, they're just going to get no respect from around the league and they're just going to get ran at. If I'm Ottawa and the next time I play Buffalo, I'm first shift, I'm running their goalie. I don't even give a shit.
I know. Like, that you sound seriously. Like he's sending Lucic after Pettersson now. I'm with you though.
It's dumb.
I can't believe there wasn't more of a response to that. Could you believe nobody came after Dell that night?
I didn't even think they saw what happened, to be honest, because it was just so odd.
I know.
Because like Ottawa was in the middle of a change too and stuff.
You gotta do something though, don't you? Like, don't you the next shift? Don't you be like Jesus?
How is there no penalty on that? The ref was looking right at it. That's that sad thing about it.
The Tom Brady factor. That's how quarterbacks are in the NFL. That's how goalies are in the National Hockey League. It is. It's the truth. They just get like officials will just pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was shocked though of the responses, and I agree with you. I totally agree. I think if you're not in the trapezoid or in a 5-foot radius of the crease, you're fair game, man. Fair game. Jake Virtanen of the Vancouver Canucks. I was surprised that this came back up in the news. But now he has officially been charged with...
Of the Vancouver Canucks? He plays in the KHL, buddy. Come on.
Well, okay. Former Vancouver Canuck forward.
Good matters. There you go. There you go. We're learning.
It happened while he was with the Canucks, okay? Mm-hmm. Has been charged with a sexual assault in relation to the incident that occurred in September of 2017. And I was kind of shocked to find out that this charges can hold up to a 10-year penalty in jail.
If I'm Jake Virtanen, then you just don't leave Russia. Well, I ain't going nowhere, boys.
I don't think that that's going to be the best life for him, but I don't know. God, people get themselves into dumb stuff.
I'm not going to comment. I have no idea what happened.
There's not a lot to say. I wasn't there either. So it's sad that stuff like this happens.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Canucks. And you mentioned it earlier about, you look at the standings and they're not out of a playoff spot. And hell, I was the one a few weeks ago that said that they probably would make the playoffs. And I'm not totally backing down from that. I look at the numbers and it's pretty damn hard for them too. But I mean, it's possible. But I just look at what news is coming out of there now and them saying, you know, that Connor Garland is a possible trade piece. And I mean, okay, I don't know a lot of teams that would want him, but he signed at a fairly decent rate. And you'd think he'd be somebody that would Vancouver would want to keep. I look at the JT Miller thing, and we talked about it earlier in the show, and I agree with you, but I also look at it in the fact that, like, this guy's a point-of-game guy. Like, if you're going to make the playoffs this year, like, this guy is a key piece to making the playoffs. If you trade him, you're pretty much throwing in the towel.
Yeah, well, like I said, though, like, you're looking – you got to look in the future a little bit here. I mean, you got to
look – Well, that's what we're doing in Vancouver. We're looking at the future.
You got to look at the big picture here. The big picture is that you're probably not going to – be a playoff team this year. You just dug yourself too deep of a hole, and you gotta look at the big picture and you say, okay, we got Horvat, Patterson, Hughes, Demko. That's your core guys. Okay. You got a defenseman, you got a goalie, and you got two centers. Okay. And then you gotta look at the supporting cast. JT Miller, where do we see JT Miller in the next 2 years? Cause he's got one more year left on his contract after this.
Where do I see him? I can tell you.
Like I'm saying, like as the organization, you the Canucks are asking themselves these questions, okay? JT Miller, if he keeps at this rate, he might be a $7.5-8 million player, and the Canucks are not going to pay him that. They will not do that. Okay, and then the second thing is, what do you do with Brock Besser? Like I mentioned, $7.5 million qualifying offer. He's not worth that. So
you're not going to get anything for Brock Besser with that term.
Oh, no, it would be a potential sign and trade.
But like you
go, I don't know. Like I said, it is going to be a interesting month for Canucks fans and management because, like, I think Tyler Mott's going to get traded. I wouldn't trade him. I love Tyler Mott. He's a great player. He's a good energizer, good bottom six guy. I would look to move Poolman. I would look to move Pearson, Halak maybe at the deadline.
Why would Halak go anywhere? He's got a no move clause. Like, why is he going somewhere?
No, I don't know. If he wants to play more games, I don't know. He's not going to get much playing time behind Demko.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere.
So, like, maybe Luke Shen fetches you a pick at the deadline. I mean, you see what he did today, 12 hits.
Like, he's
just a machine out there.
He was a UFA, unsigned.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wanted him.
One more year at 850K might be enticing for some teams in a cap crunch. I don't know. But yeah, like personally, I wouldn't trade Garland. Hey, Besser to Calgary for Hanifin. I texted the other day.
Why would Calgary give up Hanifin?
Get it done. They need some scoring. Get it done.
You know what?
Besser, you got a surplus of defense. You don't need Hanifin.
Besser's not bringing scoring.
What? Excuse me? Really?
Besser to me is kind of like Monahan is right now. He's just tailing. I don't know.
A team that might be losing their best player doesn't need scoring?
I didn't say Calgary doesn't need scoring. I think we can get better than Brock Besser.
You love Brock Besser.
I do, but I don't want him on my team.
That's your guy, North Dakota.
Love him. I've always loved him. He's always been one of my favorite
players. Get on the Besser to Calgary train. Let's get her going.
No.
You're driving the train. Let's go.
He's not good enough. He brings nothing.
It's pretty fair value, though.
For what?
Besser for Hanifin. It's not that far off.
You're going to trade a top-end defenseman for Brock Besser? Are you freaking out of your mind?
Is he a top end defenseman on Calgary or is he a top end defenseman in the league? Because he's probably a three.
Okay, well, there's only one team that's allowed less goals than Calgary this year, and that's the Carolina Hurricanes. So I wouldn't be ripping on our defense too much.
Listen, okay, yeah, and how much of that is Markstrom?
Well, a portion of it, like every team. But I would not. You look at our defense, and our defense has not been bad at all this year.
I'm not saying it has been.
But so why would we give up
Hanifin for Brock Besser? Maybe Vancouver adds a little bit, but it's not that far off value wise.
Do you know how old Hanifin is? We're not trading a young defenseman.
About the same age as Brock Besser.
No, he's not. He's younger.
Okay, Brock Besser's what, 24?
Brock Besser, I think, is older than 24 already.
Let's see here.
Brock. I might be wrong, but I think he's... I don't think he's a whole lot older than...
Hold on, buddy.
I just... Why would we give up
Brock a good... Brock Besser is 24. He turns 25 this month.
Okay, so why would Calgary trade him?
Noah has... How would we trade him?
Let me ask you this. If Thomas, or if frickin' what's his face in Montreal, shit, I'm drawing a blank, not Petrie, Shabbat, if he's bringing a first, what would Hanifin bring?
Shabbat? You mean Sherratt?
Sherratt.
Noah Hanifin is a year older than Brock Besser.
Okay. But why can't that begs to ask that the whole thing goes back to why are we giving up a good defenseman for a guy that's injured all the time and mediocre?
Injured? He's been hurt once, twice.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He got hit into an open door and broke his back. What are you going to do
last year?
What are you going to do? That
was 3 years ago. That was
three. Yeah, and the injury last year was lingering from the injury, his back injury. Come on.
Okay, so then he's really prone to injuries, and if it's lingered for 3 years.
He's been good.
Well, then why do you want to get rid of him and then qualify him?
Because they need defense.
Well, okay, but Blake, that's
Calgary
one of the
things. Calgary needs offense, Vancouver needs defense.
A good offense comes from a good defense, and we're not going to make our defense bad to take Brock Besser on.
Why not? Okay, would you do Brock Besser for Klingberg, sign and trade?
Number one, you can't afford Klingberg. Number two, Klingberg's not coming to Canada.
Why can't you afford Klingberg?
He wants $8 million.
You just take the money you were going to give to Besser and give it to Klingberg. It's not that hard to figure out.
You just gave Oliver Ekman-Larsson the frickin' bank.
We didn't give Oliver Ekman-Larsson nothing. Phoenix did.
You took the trade on, dude.
Yeah. Okay. They can afford Klingberg if they move Brock Besser.
Why would Dallas do that?
They need help offensively. They're losing Pavelski next year. Or are they just going to do a full rebuild? Nobody's taking Ben. Nobody's taking Sagan. They need somebody to score them goals. And you're going to lose Klingberg for nothing anyway, so why not turn it into an asset?
Well, yeah, but Klingberg's not coming to Canada.
Who told you that? Where'd you get inside information on that?
Oh, I don't.
Show me sources. Yeah, you're full of shit again.
I'm telling you, he's not coming to Canada.
Okay. All right. We'll see.
Okay, well, I hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
He's not. Why would you?
Wouldn't be the first time that you're wrong.
It wouldn't be at all, but I don't think Klingberg's coming that way.
We'll see. They need to do something. I wouldn't trade Garland, but I would trade Besser. And I think you got to trade JT Miller right now because teams are going to overpay for him.
Teams will overpay for JT Miller. And I think I know where JT Miller is
going
to go.
Where is he going?
New York Rangers.
Okay. And the asking price starts with Brandon Schneider. That's what it starts with.
That's
Schneider, Hedl, and a second round pick.
You're not getting three guys. For JT Miller, you're not getting three guys, dude. So,
listen.
I mean, you're going to get a first, probably.
Ben Sherratt's going to get a first-round pick.
I don't know.
Ben Sherratt is going to get a first-round pick. Drill ben that Sherratt is like, and tell me that JT Miller doesn't get at least 2 to 3 assets.
Well, if Ben Sherratt gets that, then we should trade Zadorov because they're the same players.
No shot.
They're
ben
both.
Ben Sherratt is such a better defenseman than Zadorov.
He brings absolutely zero to the table offensively.
First of all, Sherratt's faster and he's better defensively. Zadorov's slow and all he does is hits. That's all he does.
And score goals. He's scored a lot of goals lately.
Score goals. Oh my God. Jiminy Christmas. Oh my God. Zadorov's a sniper now.
He is. Do you see last week? He had 2 top shelf goals.
Okay.
Yeah. That night we got 62 shots on net. Yeah, that night, I think.
Oh, wow. Every dog finds a bone once in a while.
Yeah. Three nights in a row, we outscored our opponents.
So. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you always say that, you know, oh.
Somebody is going to give 2 to 3 assets for JT Miller.
Well, if it's three, the third guy is going to be like a toss-in guy.
Like, we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, it's going to be an interesting little month here for the old Vancouver Canucks.
Jeff Carter signs a 2-year extension with the Pittsburgh Penguins, $3.125 million annually. And the part that made me kind of laugh was that it's a full no trade clause.
No move. Yeah.
No move.
Yep.
I don't know. I know it's only 2 years, and I know Jeff Carter's actually been really good this year.
Jeff Carter has done nothing but produce with Pittsburgh.
I know, but just to
he had 11. He had 11 points in 14 regular season games last year. He had 5 points in 6 games in the playoffs. This year he's got 26 and 39, 12 goals. He's on pace for around 25 a year. And you get him at a reasonable cap hit. He can play the wing. He can play center. He can kill penalties. He can play in the power play. It's a pretty valuable guy to have at $3 million.
Yeah. I don't know. It is age. It just seems at 37 years old. It just seems odd, but you know what? He's producing. So, mm-hmm. So I can't hold that against him. Are you ready for 3 questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's time for 3 questions.
All right, time for the favorite part of the show. Blake, it's your turn this week to fire 3
questions. Also, Jordan Greenway signed a 3-year, $9 million extension today.
See that.
Forgot about that. Who's your favorite player to watch in the league right now?
I would have said last year Matthew Barzal, but that team's not fun to watch.
That's your team? You just throwing him in the dumps?
Who's my favorite player to watch this year? I like watching two different ones. They're on the same team, Barkov and Huberto.
That's my answer, Barkov. Did you see that?
Every night it's like.
Did you watch that game against Vegas?
I didn't. I saw parts of it.
So Vegas is up a goal and they're on the power play. And Barkov and Huberto are out there, right? And Barkov tracks down Stone, who's one of the best forwards in the game at protecting the puck and he's strong on his stick. Barkov strips him, goes 2-on-1 with Huberto, just saucer pass right across the ice, goal. It's like, what? Like, it's just insane. They scored 73 goals in the month of January.
Mm-hmm.
73. What?
That's crazy.
Like, you got to be having a heart attack if you're coaching that team.
Like coaching against them or coaching with them?
No, coaching them, coaching Florida, because they gave up a shit ton of chances.
Yeah, that team is a fun team to watch. They're a good hockey team. They're going to go somewhere this year, I think.
Which young player could be the next face of hockey?
I think it's going to be a while before there's a changing of the guards, because I don't really consider McDavid or McKinnon old.
Yeah.
But
like, I'm talking like a young player for the younger generation.
It's funny. It bothers me a little bit. I hear the term generational thrown out there way more than it should be. I think if you look at the word itself and it's generational.
Where are you going with this?
We should only have a generational player every 10 to 20 years. But
where are you going with this?
Because you know, Alexei Lafreniere was generational. Connor McDavid was generational. And I would agree on that one. But Lafreniere, generational. And we hear so many of these first round picks. They're generational.
Nobody said Lafreniere is going to be generational.
Yeah, you did. Not. And I okay, look at
before
this.
before McDavid, the last generational player was Crosby,
mm-hmm.
and then Ovechkin the year before.
They were together, but that's rare.
Yeah,
it's rare. Well, the one before like, that was Wayne Gretzky. Even,
like, what about Malkin?
No, generational.
There ain't much players that like Gino though.
I agree. I always wanted him on my fantasy team.
There ain't no guys that are 6'4", but, can drill you and just wear the puck.
I mean, generationals. I mean, generationals. Bobby Orr, Gordie Howe,
Wayne Gretzky.
I don't know. Maybe he's probably you just probably answered your question right there. Cale Makar is probably the face of the league.
Think so?
And that's tough because he's a defenseman, but he's probably the face of the league.
Okay, for teams that are in like a playoff, like playoff contenders, you take a look at the playoff contenders, which team has the most pressure to make a move to kind of put them over the top?
Probably the New York Rangers.
I'm kind of with you there. You know who I think it is? I think it's the Minnesota Wild. If the Minnesota Wild go out and get a top center, maybe JT Miller to Minnesota makes sense too. He could play center and the wing. He'd be their first line center on Minnesota.
Yeah.
Package it around like a Kalen Addison.
How much money? They don't have any money to do that though, do they?
I mean,
the fan bases can be screaming for your team to go make big moves at the deadline, but if you don't have any money, you don't have any money. So, but I look at teams like the New York Rangers who are going to have a ton of money and they're doing well, like a great goaltending. And I just look at that team and I'm like, man, could they do?
They got 6.7 this year, 12 next year. They got to re-sign Kakanen. Not much. They don't got to, and Kakanen and Fiala. So they could make that work.
I don't know. I still say the New York Rangers.
Okay, that's fair.
Was that three or was that two?
That was three.
That was three. Okay. Listener question. When I say the word, the greatest captain in NHL history, who's the first person that comes to mind?
What'd you say, sorry?
When I say the word, the greatest captain in NHL history, who's the first person you think of?
Oh, greatest captain in NHL history. Well, it's got to be Wayne Gretzky, no?
No. And who comes to mind for me first? Mark Messier.
Yeah, I mean,
he took
Gretzky was the captain when he was in Edmonton, though.
Yeah, but Messier was the leader, and then when he got to the Rangers, he frickin' threw him on their shoulders, guaranteed a win, and won.
I think Crosby's a really good leader.
Other players that come to mind are Crosby, Jonathan Toews comes to mind, Jerome McGinley.
Yeah.
And we're probably obviously being biased to the recency bias because I can't pull up like who was on the 1940 Maple Leafs, you know.
Scott Niedermeyer. I think he's a pretty good captain. Scott
Stevens. I think Trevor Linden was.
Yeah, Trevor Linden's a good captain.
I mean,
fuck. I'm trying to think here.
Steve Yzerman.
Was Mario Lemieux ever a captain?
I think he was the captain. He was the whole team.
Him and Yager. That's a good question.
I don't know. I guess the first person that comes to mind for me is Mark Messier.
Yeah, I'd probably go Waino. If you're saying all time, yeah.
Yeah.
This generation, probably go Crosby or Toews.
Those two are the first two that come to mind in this generation.
Yeah, for me.
And I don't say Crosby just because he had so much success, but you know, everything I've ever heard about Crosby is that
you also a really good captain is Ryan.
Leads O'Reilly. By example in practice, you know, and I respect that.
Ryan O'Reilly, I like him too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good team. The Blues are a good hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
A real good hockey team.
We got a goalie controversy there, eh?
Not a controversy, man.
Billy Huso is playing out of his mind.
So much better than Binnington.
And they got to give him $6 million. Oh, my good God.
God.
We both called that a shit contract when it got
right away.
Pendant.
I remember you, though, at the beginning of the year saying, who the hell is Ville Husso?
As did every other hockey. Sure,
I'm not ripping you for that.
Oh, you're funny.
I'm not ripping you for that. I just remember that coming out. And it's funny. Isn't that a good story, though, when guys that, like, none of us even knew come out of nowhere and do that? That's fun to watch.
Ask her to Calgary for Hanifin. Let's get her done.
God, you got to get out of here. I can't listen to any more of that garbage, man. Oh, we are back next week for another edition of the Debate Hockey Podcast. Blake and I are pumped for this weekend, man. There's no better weekend than an NHL All-Star weekend. Actually,
I am watching a second of it.
So. We hate it. We think the whole thing is the stupidest damn thing there is in hockey. Anyways, regardless, we're back Monday night. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, over on YouTube at Inside Edge Hockey Media Group. Enjoy this week's hockey action. Yeah, we're back next week to talk hockey again. Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars_Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.